Welcome to Rap Beat and Melody Podcast. This is me coming at you live, Ovio Jyoti, 6, on everything social media. And I'm with my brethren, Herman of Hangmans. Yes, go ahead, introduce yourself. Let them know what you've been on. Nothing, okay.
Okay.
Now we have Stefan, the weapon of lethals. We have him over here to my right, because he's my right-hand man. Let him know what you've been on.
I'm dangerous.
Dangerous in a good way. And we have Herman.
I'm the star.
Okay. Number one topic that we're going to get into is the number one album in the recent releases produced by Hit-Boy.
Run it.
Benny the Butcher. Yes, it was super excellent. Nothing but heat.
The Butcher's coming.
One of your favorite from your favorite group of boys.
The Griselda Boys.
Griselda Boys, yep.
Shoot, something different about them. Griselda Boys. Something in the water in Buffalo. You know what I mean?
I think it was dope. I think the album was really dope.
Yeah. I like how it's just like raw. Just rapping, you know, like I said earlier when I was talking to Stefan.
But it's not like raw like his other shit. It's like a contained raw.
I feel like what I mean by raw is just like there's no like repetitiveness, like no choruses, no nothing like that. It's just like straight, short. Also, the album's like only 38 minutes and he goes straight to the point. Like that's what you want. You want it. It's almost like he's just freestyling everything. Like each story, like, you know, just starts with a new beat.
I feel it. I wouldn't say freestyling, but it sounds like he's like really in the zone. Like he's went to a different place, I feel. Because, I don't know, this made me like get on the watch, okay? Because you already know how I feel about them. Not that I thought they were bad. It was just like I was still getting up on game.
No, I was like the same. I was with you. Like, whenever we were listening to them, I was kind of like, all right, it's cool. But I wouldn't like bump this. I wouldn't replay it. But this one right here.
From the first song, bro.
Yeah, straight
from
up.
From the first song.
I like the little clip at the end where they have a thing about family.
It's like the Sopranos. It's like Italian.
Italian,
like, it sounds like he's like in the Sopranos.
No, and then Burden of Proof, you know how he named it that? He just wanted to...
Excuse me.
He just wanted to show, you know? Like, everybody's doubting him. Now it's his burden to prove everybody wrong that he's up there. And that's his burden because he already knows it, but he has to show it now. He has to go in and murder every song, which he did.
How you feel, Stefan? Go ahead, get your two cents.
Man, I felt like, one, it was really cool hearing the Italian like skits throughout the album.
Mm-hmm. That shit had me laughing.
Like Benny the Butcher, that sounds like some wrestler or something.
Then he says like something
for WWE.
That. Yeah. He's like, Griselda, named after the babysitter. Yeah. I was like,
oh man.
I was like, shit.
That shit was funny as shit.
Man, I felt like Hit-Boy was the perfect engineer to enlist, to produce, and just craft this album.
Definitely.
The beats were, I felt like they were designed so that he could be raw like that and just spit these bars. These bars of, not only were they like ferocious and just dripping with like blood, but they're also very mature. And you hear him speak about the things that he's learned in life. So it's like the best of both worlds. And I felt like that's what you mean when it's like this rawness that's sort of contained. Because, he's not just wilding out.
And I like the features on here too. Like it's very, it's. I would say it's not feature heavy, but there's big features on
there
here.
There is big features.
Lil Wayne, Big Sean, Freddie Gibbs, Rick Ross.
Shoot, Rick Ross,
Dom Kennedy.
Rick Ross, who specializes in hustler raps, got out hustled by Benny on this record, if you ask me, and that's really dope because he gets to shine on this record, even when he's, you know, lined up with these great freaking MCs.
Yeah. Is he still independent? He's still independent, right?
He was saying on this record that he has a ROC deal, I think. The Rock. Shout out Rock Nation.
Yeah, I hope. That would be
tight. Right. He did say a bar about that.
Yeah, he did. That's dope.
That would be cool if he could really snatch a deal like that after his boys from Griselda, West Side Gun, and Conway got those Shady Records deals. So it'd be cool to see them all flourish in different ways, sort of like how Wu-Tang was designed.
And still be a group. Mm-hmm. Still be able to, you know.
Exactly, and still
move
function.
In unison, because they
have this whole Griselda spider web, you know, creeping across the game. I love it.
Favorite songs?
You don't see that much anymore.
Favorite songs, replay value?
My favorite song, Slide Green, man. Slide Green is just short, nice. The first bars, like I said, just catch me right away. He's just like, I'm a Christian Dior shirt rocker, 2 Glock wearer, only rapper that would have thrived in the Tupac era. I'm talking 98 drug money, shoebox era.
Yeah, that nigga.
I proved my point once.
Nasty.
Yeah, that nasty. Was just
cocaine bars, drug bars, hoop bars, shoe bars.
Yeah, he's on a different level for sure, just spitting all these crazy bars throughout this project. Some of my favorite tracks were with Freddie Gibbs. Mm-hmm. Man, that track was awesome. The One Way Flight, so great. It was almost like they were trying to outdo each other.
Yeah.
You know, with their different trading back and forth with their different schemes that they're trying to come up with. Very ill lyrics. I recommend that track to all the listeners. My other one was Thank God I Made It. Man, that's such a deep track. And it was so like very profound hearing him speak about like all this like talented people and people with such potential that he knew growing up, and they've fallen, you know, they've been casualty of the streets or one way or another, and he's made it.
So that's where he talks about how his nephew looks like his brother, right?
Yeah, yeah. Every time he looks into his nephew's eyes, he sees his brother. So that's that's some deep stuff right there. So I really am just so soulful, that track with Queen Naija,
yeah.
I believe mm-hmm. your name is, blessing the hook with her beautiful vocals. So that track for sure is my favorite. So this was a great like project. It's entitled, I believe, The Proof of Burden, which he explained throughout the track. He's also putting some game on like not just the young MCs, but anybody in general listening. So he's saying like, you know, I've made these mistakes and I have these scars throughout life and I'm the proof of it. So I can tell you guys all these things, but I also carry that burden on my shoulders that I've experienced these losses, so I can tell you about them so you can navigate your way through life your own way. So great to hear these. Man, this is grown man shit right here, and I fucking love it. Great project. I'm waiting. What's next? Conway's about due next for an album. God Don't Make Mistakes.
Left and right.
His solo debut on Shady Records. The Machine. I'm ready for it, man. You guys got any thoughts on this project?
I think it's dope. I think a lot of people are really going to fuck with it.
And it's going to turn people who were like kind of more to the left to, to like the, you know, tilting to like, no.
I want to see what he dropped next.
Yeah.
I want to see what he about
like
next.
Most casuals definitely. To be like, oh shit. Like it did to like, you know, like Sam right here, to OVO Jody right here. You know?
What's cracking? What's next? Like, I want to see how it sounds. Because this mm-hmm. I feel like it don't sound different, but it sound different. Like, hell, you feel me? Like, it's, I don't know, because, like, previous Benny, it's like, the beat is just, like, dummy raw. Like, dummy raw.
This sounded cleaner, right?
Like, this was just, like,
definitely sounded beat, cleaner.
And, it's just like, more polished. Like you said, it's just...
It went with his voice, like, it went with his, like, everything that he's trying to do.
Because Hit-Boy knows, like, he's been in the game for a while himself, so he I'm pretty sure he knows, like, he heard his raspy voice, and he's like, dude, I've worked with guys like this, and I know what works.
I feel like it was. Because some beats he's on, like, it hit. And then some beats is on, like, this nigga's spitting, but it just, like, it don't sound like he's off beat. It just sound like he's working against the beat. You feel me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, I know what you're talking about.
Like, this, it just felt like everything, like, was smooth. Like, down the beat, go, this nigga going. Like, everything is like, oh,
man,
yeah.
By design, Hit-Boy made this to be a masterpiece. I love it.
As of everything he does.
Yeah, as of everything he's been doing as of late, whether it's Big Sean stuff or whose project did he do recently? Nas.
Him and Dom Kennedy.
He's been named like the go-to producer this year, I believe, mm-hmm. so far as it goes.
Man.
Because he's doing shit like mm-hmm. he's making it happen for sure.
He said quarantine shit. I already got these beats already. Just put it on everything. Mm-hmm.
He probably loving quarantine. Now he really ain't got to do shit.
Really? Like, for real.
I love the drums that he
programs.
It
normalizes his life, probably.
I love the drums that he programs, the soulful instrumentals that he has intertwined mm-hmm. with these beats. Freaking, man, who is he going to work with next? That's what I'm thinking.
Who you want to see him work with next? Because I would not think of him working with Benny the Butcher. I don't know why. I just like, I thought he would go with like, some more like West Coast people and shit like he's been doing, you know?
Imagine a whole album with like Game or something. Or with like YG. That'd be tough.
You know, if I heard him.
YG would be dope.
That'd be dope.
I think like if he did it with Game, he could like maybe restart, like revive him.
Nah, Game's last album was heat.
I know, but I mean like not a lot of people like mainstream know about that. That's how I feel.
Game's last album, Born to Rap, he was
rapping. It's not even about mainstream now. It's more like Game. I feel like he might be more popular now that streaming is like out. Cause like he might like niggas, older niggas play his shit still. And then you got younger niggas playing his shit. Like niggas don't really fuck with shit that's on the radio anyway.
I don't know, man.
The radio's so weak nowadays. I don't know if you guys ever catch what's on the radio nowadays, but Jesus
it do pay them niggas bills. Like the rappers and shit get on the radio. It's all that's just made for y'all. But I don't be on the radio. My shit on Bluetooth all the time.
Damn, that shit drops my IQ. It kills me. It's like I'm huffing paint when I'm listening. Legit, to the radio.
Maybe like the same 8 songs all day long, bro.
And then you'll hear the back to back song for sure if you're doing like a 30-minute drive. Bro, you for sure hear
the same. I be doing an 8-hour shift and I be hearing the same fucking music. I'm like, fucking kill me.
It's like your shit on repeat, no shuffle.
Shoot, man.
You can put Spotify radio and you get more variety, bro.
That being said, let's shuffle up the topics real quick. Yeah. Closing lyrics though that I really liked from this project. There's so many dope ill lyrics. But this one kind of stood out to me when I heard it. And it was off the track, Thank God I Made It. He says, he opens up with, I was raised by a woman. So shout out to single mothers who had to teach their teenage boys to use rubbers. That was, you know, that's dope. Shout out to single mothers and all that. The school system taught me how to use rubbers. So, again.
I feel that.
I wasn't failed by the curriculum, it looks like.
I think my dad did.
Shit, nobody taught me.
I wasn't going to say that. Like, I feel like it's just instilled in you, like, oh, you about to fuck? Better use a condom.
Imagine you're like, what do I do with this?
Put it on. What do I put it on? Do I start fucking it and then put it on?
You're a fool.
Oh, shit.
All right, the next topic on the list we got, we'll stick with some hard raps for hard times, ladies and gentlemen. We got Static Selecta, Keep It Moving, featuring... You got Nas, Nasty Joey Nas. Badass, and freaking Gary Clark Jr. on here, I believe. Freaking playing guitar. Mm-hmm. So, man, this is a badass. Speaking of soulful, like instrumentals and stuff, Static Selecta came through with some soul right here. And
I was not expecting it to be like a soulful song.
I thought it was going to be like a more like...
Especially when I saw Nas and I mean, Joey Badass and Nas have done it before. But for some reason, when I saw them together, I got excited, first of all. And I wanted it to be, like, more of, like, I don't know, them just, like, punching bars at each other, you know? But this one worked, too. It was pretty good. I liked it.
This one felt like they was in a groove.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, they was just,
they
like,
just grooving, vibing it out, you know?
Very soulful, very 90s, as expected from, you know, the head of freaking the whole Pro Era squad and a legend such as Nas. Man, this is the first single coming up off of the upcoming album from Static Selecta, which is going to be entitled The Balancing Act. So I can't wait for that one to drop. As for this track, man, Nas right off the gate. Jesus Christ, like a bat out of hell. He was just going in. Those lyrics were so hard.
That's Nasty and Nas. Nasty
Nas right there. Joey Badass just showing that he can hold his own with so many different legendary rappers, whether it be Royce the 5'9 or Styles P or even some underground guys like Smoke Dizza and Big Crit.
Joey's been at it for a while too. I mean, since he was young, man. Like, man, back in that tape.
1999.
Yeah. That's still like right now, like replay value is so high on that.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. So ahead of his time, man.
So ahead of his time, and I don't even think he's touched his prime yet.
Hell no.
He has so much growing to do as an artist, as an MC, and as a person, and as a young man. Freaking amazing. I like that the light pack, or whatever it was called, that he dropped a little while back, these three little tunes we broke down on the show, like a song with I can't remember right now, but he had a track called The Light, which was so hard. I think it sampled a Jedi Mind Tricks beat. And it's just dope, man, hearing it, seeing the MC he's becoming. But
he's always had the skill, man. You know, he's just, like you said, he needs to learn how to apply it to different beats, different everything.
Yes, sir. This song is built around a sample of Burke Baccarat and Hal David's classic song, Walk On By.
Walk On By.
Yes, sir. Static Selecta's album that's going to be coming out.
The drop date? Any release date on that?
I don't got the release date written down in my notes here, but I do know it's going to have different guest features such as like 2 Chainz, Davies, Method Man. So,
nice.
Man, hey, this is going to be freaking dope hearing all these different lyricists hop on these awesome instrumentals. Static Selecta always comes with the heat.
No, I love how nowadays also producers could put out albums too. Like, people now know what it is, you know, like production. Because back in the day, it was almost like ghostwriting almost. Like, everybody, no one saw who did the beat. Like, they almost had no respect in the game, you know?
I feel you. It started, when hip-hop started, the DJ was the main thing. You know, that's the source and the life of the party right there. And then slowly, slowly, the MCing became more and more like a poet and took over everything as the center of attention.
Yeah.
And so it's dope to see respect being shown and a lot of attention shown to producers and beat makers alike.
Like I said, like, you know, history repeats, so it's going to go on a cycle again, bro.
Yes, sir. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the Griselda boys pop up on this record, too, coming out.
Hey, you're right. They're very popular right now, bro. Very popular.
They're working like at a pace that's like reminiscent of Tupac, bro.
Yeah, bro,
like,
they're working nonstop. Nonstop.
Hey, yo. Let me ask y'all something right quick.
Yeah, for sure.
Static Selecta. So this track's got Nas and Joey B, right? Who do you think had the better bars between the two? Because they're trading off.
I'm just saying.
Shit, that's hard.
I would say Joey B, low key.
Yeah? Taking the young gun.
I was going to go with Joey Badass too, bro.
I'm going to give it to Nas, bro. Just those opening lyrics. Fucking, I don't have them written down, but man, he went in.
The Joey B going in too, though. But shit, what do you expect?
That's a given.
Yeah, what do you expect?
What do you expect?
Be sure. New York finest.
That's right, that's right. It pro era. Be sure to check out this new joint by Static Selected people. Keep it moving. And keep a lookout for that album coming out soon. The Balancing Act. Anyways, let's move on up to our next topic. A little bit of R&B to freaking inject in your guys' lives. We got Ty Dolla $ign's new single, Be Yourself, featuring
Jhené.
The soul siren, Jhené Aiko. The world doesn't deserve her.
His wifey.
Don't say that. Sean Don's going to roll through and crack my grill.
For you.
Sean Don ain't even that tall, bro.
Come I'll on. Do that for Jesse Reyes.
I ain't that tall either, nigga. Don't flag.
You ain't going to pop the Tory Lanez.
How tall? Don't shoot at the feet, nigga.
Oh, damn.
And don't say you did it.
Get off the CMB shorter than when you were sitting there, bro.
Use a water gun, spray that chicken
Tory
in the face.
Tory Lanez going to jail. Huh? Nah, he got
Oh, man.
That's 42 years, 8 months. Yes, I'm doing 15, maybe. Hopefully 9. Hey, he gonna get off. He got good lawyers. And he shot her in the foot. Fuck it. First time, right? First time offender?
He should try to get the judge to send him to rehab,
just,
bro.
Or is he just a fucking crime
lawyer? No, that's what's going to happen. They're going to be like, you know what? He was high. He was drunk or something. They're going to be like,
I have a drinking problem. I need help. And that doesn't completely absolve him.
Do you know about his record?
But that's like the smartest thing you could do.
Do you know about his record?
Of like what?
He's a crime lord in Toronto.
I know he has a horrible jump shot. I've seen him fall off stages.
I ain't get knocked
and
out.
He's beefed with your boy, Drake.
And then Drake forgave him.
Drake's like, yo, I'm trying to narrative.
Yeah.
I'm trying to steal your flow, so.
Hey, you from the six, right? Yeah. Oh, I must have forgotten. Yeah. You good.
Rap beats and melodies definitely switched.
He wasn't a crime lord, though. He wasn't a crime lord. I don't know what he did in the six.
Shooting Shake's ankles, allegedly.
He ain't got no aim. Maybe the gun was too heavy because he's small. So
he's trying to say.
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
No, bro. I ain't gonna say it because I'm gonna be in trouble and shit.
He could have like carry it. Not enough recoil for him.
Oh man. You ain't playing Call of Duty too much, bro, with the recoil.
Shout out Meg Thee Stallion. I hope you're doing all right, girl.
She fine.
Shoot. Speaking of women like Jhené Aiko and Meg Thee Stallion.
Wait, what did you
say? Oh, DJ Mustard produced the song too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes, he did.
They got YG in here too, in the beginning.
They do?
Yeah,
YG. Oh, for sure. I didn't even notice.
Intro and shit.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't even notice that.
I didn't notice that either. Dang, what a terrible host I am.
Sorry, bro.
Of a rap and R&B
I'm here to point things out that people don't see.
OVO Jode, making sure.
I'm like that black dude from Ridiculousness.
Exactly.
30,
but
I'm OVO.
Speaking of those fine women, this is definitely a joint out there for strong, independent women.
That do it themselves.
Hell,
yes. You know, nigga.
So, yeah, cool tribute to women empowerment and all that. I'm totally with that. You know what I'm saying?
Is this song going to be on his album featuring Ty Dolla $ign?
I'm doing it. I know.
On his album?
Yeah, because he's having an album that comes out on the 23rd featuring. Yes,
it's going to be called Featuring Ty Dolla Sign.
Which is hilarious.
I think that's dope. It's going to have a whole bunch of features, all produced, maybe just him featuring him.
It's a fun little nod to how, like, people know him as the feature guy.
Especially this year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's been, just like Griselda, Ty Dolla Sign's been very busy.
Busy.
As well as Hit-Boy.
You know what I found funny about him and Jeremiah? Is how they made a joint album, and they're both known as dudes that are just on feature. Like, that made me laugh, low-key. Like,
but so, them two niggas, like...
No, they went in. They went in. It was tight. Don't get me wrong. But that still made me laugh. Like, the two dudes that are known for features. One's known for the hook, one's known for the features.
What are the songs with Mai Tai?
Mai Tai, there you go. Yeah, Mai Tai, there you go. Because it was Jeremiah and Ty Dolla Sign.
That album slapped. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It was like five songs, right?
Yeah.
Shoot, I slept on it. Like, I didn't hear that one.
No, it was good. It was a good one.
Yeah, worth the listen.
What's anticipated? Well, for me, low-key.
Hey, there you go. What was I going to say? Yeah, this track's cool. It's very short. It's not bad. It's very, when I was listening to it, I just felt I could imagine myself being in a world of, like, pink clouds.
Yeah, it was dreamy, right?
Like, kinda, it's very
maybe
simple,
maybe it's because the visual to it was
pink. And it's crazy, because if you didn't know that Mustard had produced it, like you know.
You would
like,
never know.
You would never know.
I wouldn't have guessed it was DJ Mustard.
I was waiting for the little, you know, little piano keys, little thing.
That's why G right there on it. He was like, Mustard on the video.
But Ty Dolla had this to say about the track. He said, by yourself is an ode to all the amazing women, especially all the single women and the single mothers who do this thing called life on their own, especially now more than ever. Ladies, if you're handling your responsibilities by yourself, just know we see you and appreciate you.
There you go.
Hey, that's the theme today. Shout out single moms.
Oh, yeah. My single ladies. Oh, my single ladies. Hey, oh, my single ladies.
Now put your hands up in the club. Hey, there we go.
I do know it, though. I'm not going to sing it.
He knows the dance.
Oh, Hangman Herman, you're leaving us hanging.
Shit.
And Janae was the standout for me. I liked her friggin'. She had some boss-ass lyrics on this freaking track, bro. She was some saying, like, things like, you know, I call them only when I feel like it. And
and she was like, nigga, I'm going to the crib by the ocean, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, E.
You're like, you ain't nowhere near the ocean, bro. Yeah, nigga. I ain't going to you.
Take your ass to the city, nigga.
She probably did this verse a little while back, maybe when she was still mad at Sean Don or something.
Yeah.
And then just now they
fuck
put it
Big
out.
Sean. Nigga, I'm at the ocean, nigga. Fuck Detroit. Where the ocean at over there, nigga?
Look, like, that's the energy I was getting on this track.
Right,
man.
Right. It's like 200 miles that way, bro.
Yeah. Shit. That was funny. I was like, damn, aren't you and Big Sean together? What?
No, you're right.
Baby hit me.
She did sound a little hateful. Playing.
It's an older verse. It's got to be. Or maybe she just tapped back into those old Ron's feelings. Oh, like back when she did Triggered.
When she had to be by herself.
Team Triggered. Janae up in here, you know what I'm saying?
Janae was a good ass.
Janae 2020. Song. Well, for her.
She has a song called 2020, right?
2088.
No.
No, that's 1088. No, it's 2088. No, it's something 88.
It's 2088.
20 spelled out, then 88. That's her ambition.
Yeah, that's their collab.
No, I meant like she has a song on her, like on her last album.
I don't expect you to know.
Man, you don't know about Big Sean.
I know about Big Sean. I was there when he rapped in front of Kanye, nigga. I was there in the studio, bro. I linked them. Oh,
so you do have a relationship with Kanye West.
Yeah, man, you know, before he was
I heard it was in the studio, though. I heard he caught him before he went inside the studio.
Yeah, I was outside because I was like, hey, nigga, Cowboy over here need to get you with that 1-2. Kanye was like, out there, like, man, I'm going to walk over here. And then I was like, all right, cool, he about to walk with you. And then, boom, he walked and spit the bars. And now he got signed, good music all day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I watched that T.I. interview with Big Sean, too. Okay. I know exactly where you got that from. OBO, you ain't feeling nobody, bro. It's in a game. We ain't playing. You guys got a... What's up? What's the thoughts on this track? Any others?
I like it. It was cool. Replay value, none, but it was cool.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those tracks. It was put out quick. Kind of microwavable, as the term we be saying around here. But the sentiment's great, and it don't sound bad by any means.
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad.
It feels like they had a message really quick to get about, and they knew they would be heard at least one time, and that's why I did it.
Yeah.
You know? And one time is better than no times. And
hopefully to a message. Generate interest for the album. You know, I was expecting Dream House to come out. But I guess featuring Ty Dolla
$ign. I'm pretty sure that's what Dreamhouse was going to be. But then he's like, you know what? These fuckers be playing with me on Twitter saying featuring Ty Dolla $ign.
Dreamhouse is a dope title, though.
I know.
So it must be something else. Its own entity.
And they do be playing cuz like that.
Yeah.
Featuring Ty Dolla. He be taking songs. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Imagine no features, just him. That would be tight.
Bro, would be. He can definitely hold his own.
You better do like some Back in the City type, Ty Dolla $ign type song. I want to hear something like that.
Dude, shoot, I'd pay to hear it. That's for sure. Shout out Ty Dolla $ign. People, be sure to check out this record. Anyways, next on our list, boys, we got an R&B legend, just like Ty Dolla $ign, coming in. We got Mary J. Blige with her new track, See What You've Done, which is, I think it's part of the soundtrack from the movie,
right?
Belly of the Beast. And I think it's called that anyways.
Yeah.
And just right off the bat, I'll say this. This beat is tough. Oh, man. This beat caught my attention immediately. And I'm sure it'll grab anybody else who tries to give this track a listen. Freaking really great. What's your guys' first impressions hearing this track?
Well, I know that the movie's about.
I don't know what the movie's about.
No. the movie's about how...
look like some shit. In prison.
Yeah, in prison. Women in prison, how they're being... basically, what's it called? Sterilized. Meaning that they're injecting them so they won't have kids without their permission.
Man, damn. That's well, who the fuck they gonna have
kids with, nigga? It's all girls in there.
I mean, some of them have.
That's not the point. I know.
That's not the point, first off. And some of them do. They're in prison, but they serve their sentence and they still get out, bro. Like, say 10 years, 15 years, they'll still get out.
Oh, feel me? You mean like long run type shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I'm sorry, that's what that movie's about.
In prison.
Or that's in there.
It's all love. Yeah. Blessed.
Depicted.
Yeah, that's what the movie's about. And when I read that, I was like, oh shit, you know, Belly of the Beast.
Oh, it's cool. Fuck it. It's a cool song, then. It wasn't bad, yeah, though, to begin with.
Yeah. What did you think of the track when you first heard it?
I thought it was cool, but I was like, all right, man, it's probably for a movie. It said it was for a movie, so I was like, how good could it be? And then it was cool. Like, fuck it. Am I going to replay it tomorrow? No.
Shoot. Am I going to replay it again? Just because you said that.
Shit.
See what you've done.
And it sounds all depressing. I don't want to be all depressed.
Well, that's exactly what the whole point. I love
depressing music.
Like, she makes it that way you can feel something. That way you...
No, yeah, yeah. You know? That's what I'm saying. Like, but I don't want to feel all depressed.
Your man Drake be making you in your feelings all the time. But so why can't you listen to this?
Because I can relate. I can't relate to this.
Dang, no. You can't relate to the human condition?
No, I can't. No. Ah.
Got him. He's trapped.
I just never been to prison, so I can't relate to people being in prison.
Okay, try to save yourself. I see.
But I can relate to these fucking whore-ass bitches breaking your heart and shit and fucking leaving you on the street high and dry out of their love. With withdrawals of their love.
Exactly. Shame on you women out there.
Yeah, but everybody, all the other girls out there, it's all love.
It's all love. It's all good in the hood, even though deep down inside, we know there's many socioeconomic problems in the hood. Indeed. Definitely. Indubitably. But any closing thoughts on this track?
Well,
I wanted there to be a feature for some reason.
Dang, I liked it being just like powerful and like Mary J. by herself.
She has that strong voice, man, that she can just carry the whole song. Like, honestly, on the first listen, I didn't even know what it was about. I had to like replay it, search it up a little bit.
Like, I didn't search nothing up. I just replayed and I was like,
you're man, supposed to be on the nets, bro. I was
like, man, it's sad, bro.
Then it all started making sense because at first when I said like when I got a fight. For a right that's rightfully mine, I thought she meant like, you know, every other R&B song is about love and shit. Like, so I thought she was talking about a man. But then when I read like what it's really about, I was like, holy shit, like there's a whole nother level. She's talking about her own bodily right. Like women nowadays, like they say, everything's like controlled by dudes. Like dudes want to make the laws for like the abortion clinics and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Like if they have a right to do it. When they're not the ones that carry the child or anything like that. Same as what she's saying right here.
At the end of the day, they should probably have final say on all of that. Exactly. To be honest.
Honestly.
It's their bodies.
It's their bodies.
End of the day. But shout out Mary J. Blige. This is a really dope track, people. Definitely check it out. Mm-hmm. Titled Look What You've Done. And let's move on up next.
Yeah, it's dope. I fuck with it.
Hell yeah.
We play it tomorrow, it's tonight, tough. All day.
Hell yeah.
Next, we got Brandy. She's got No Tomorrow Part 2 featuring the man we were just talking about, Ty Dolla $ign.
Featuring Ty Dolla $ign?
FTYD.
What you know, what you know. And I hate to be Debbie Downer here, but Ty Dolla $ign, goddamn, dude, that verse was so weak. I can't believe she paid for that.
I mean,
it was about 12 bars too short.
I think the song was cool, though.
I mean, the song was just about, it was like kind of bland to me. Like, who's not going to want to, like, he's like, no tomorrow, right? So I'm going to act like there's no tomorrow, so I'm going to call someone I love. Like, it's kind of bland to me.
I'll say this. The original, I like the original No Tomorrow better. And on top of that, getting Ty Dolla $ign, who's supposed to be the featured god, right, as we were king, just saying, the king, it didn't add any spice to this track for me, personally. Should have got Chris Brown or something. I don't know.
Fuck it. 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10, that's a little high for me. I'll give this 6 out of 10.
No, like Ty Dolla $ign, 9 out of 10.
Hey. Fuck it. Right. Even great shooters miss once,
yeah,
right?
You know? Never miss twice in a row. Good shooters never miss twice in a row.
Yeesh.
Brandy was cool though. Fuck it, you didn't think so?
Brandy was okay on this one. Like she I said, I like singing, the original. Bro.
She was like, well,
and they took out one of her verses from the original. That would have been way better than Ty Dolla $ign.
She really said that. Well, she was like, I'm going to get my man.
They took it out basically just to make room for Ty Dolla $ign. That's how I felt.
Ty Dolla $ign doing like freaking 2 or 4 bars and humming in the background. She's doing background vocals the rest of it.
What's next?
Well, next on the list, we got our man, the highly anticipated Party Next Door. He's been a little
OMO.
He's been a little MIA since he released Party Mobile earlier this year. And now he's back with the Party Pack EP. And this is basically a bunch of unreleased tracks that we've heard before in the past, and they've just never officially been put out.
He renamed a couple too.
Yes, he did. Like one of my favorites on here, which was originally titled Kehlani's Freestyle. And now it's called Things and Such.
He actually renamed that when you dropped it, bro, because it was controversial, like because Kehlani was really on the uprise, and I remember he named it because I remember I always would replay that shit on SoundCloud.
Shit was tight. I fuck with all these tight songs though, like all of them, bro.
Yeah,
some great joints on here.
Take me back.
One of my other
SoundCloud
favorites.
Days for sure.
I liked Candy with Nipsey Hussle on it. Yeah, Nipsey
that was
Hussle
the song that put me on
jams.
PND.
Oh yeah,
that was the song that put me on PND. Like I think the first song I ever.
Mine was Persian Rugs, bro. I remember being on YouTube just like listening to unreleased Weekend, and all of a sudden it's like
Persian Rug.
They said Party Next Door. I'm like, who the fuck is
hey,
that?
Hey, some nigga with a rug on a couch.
Yeah, look it up. It's all like red in the room. Like looking away.
Yeah, it was dope having Persian Rugs to start off the whole record.
West District is
I was like, finally, I've been like, I could have sworn it was on one of his albums because I'd always go back to Spotify. I'm like, where the fuck is this song? Like,
yeah, man, this thing.
You got Buzzing on here, dude. Buzzing fire, cup. All the songs on here is fire. This is 10 out of 10.
Buzzing's fire, but it's got Lil Yachty, who's not even a thing anymore. I don't think.
What do you mean?
Buzzing was tight, bro.
It's fire, but it's got Lil Yachty.
We don't throw no hate around here.
Also, another thing is like
I sprinkle a little.
I feel like he just went.
We blow the wind.
He went with a hype that like Drake, I think, started when he released a Care Package.
I don't think Drake started it. I think Kendrick started it when he they wasn't. Yeah, you're right. It's Drake. Yeah, but Kendrick, I think he started the wave of
which one was music. Kendrick's? That
his the unreleased, but they were literally unreleased.
But they were
untitled,
untitled, unmastered, right?
But those that's
were
like old.
Those
music.
Were like they were so. Those were hard too. But I feel like Drake started it like more recent. With that,
with the care package,
and then Bryson Tiller fucking re-released his anniversary with only fucking added 3 songs, which I had already had on SoundCloud.
Only 3 after like waiting like 5 years.
I mean, those songs were already on SoundCloud too. I had listened to them before, so I was just like, dude, like it's just to hype up and get more sales.
It was to build anticipation for his anniversary album for sure, and even anniversary kind of fell flat. They didn't quite hit the nail on the head.
I think he shouldn't have been trying to do trap souls type shit.
Yeah.
He should have been trying to, like, you know, show growth and, like, you know,
it's probably a good idea because he tried to recapture the trap soul magic and it just didn't resonate.
Some songs sounded a little bit more high pitched too.
I don't think you're going to catch trap soul again.
Nah.
That was like, you gotta be able to recreate that.
You gotta recreate something naturally and genuine and
just like how you created that.
Exactly, bro.
Sheesh. Hell yeah.
So was that, and then Party Next Door said, like, hey, fuck it. Here's my unreleased.
That means PND has the album coming out soon. Next year.
I feel so. Like, he's building
when
up the hype.
Drake dropped that, he dropped
it's kinda like Drake's Scorpion. Dark Lanes demo.
A little bit right after that.
Yeah. Dark Lanes demo.
Yeah, kinda like
and that.
That
was oof.
It's cool.
Damn, yep.
Party Next Door. So man, it's cool seeing all these R&B artists come. Thank God.
I fuck with this. This is gonna get him.
Bryson Tiller is on the up and up.
Get his stream
now. Only
is he gonna get his streams up, but there's people who haven't heard of these songs for real. Like, they, you know, there's always those people.
These are new songs to people.
To people, because some people hop on the train so late that they're like, holy shit.
They don't even know to look for these.
They're like, have you heard the new PND? And you're less like, looking at them like,
hey, what the fuck? Yeah,
exactly.
You said that.
You ain't a fan,
girl. This is a project dedicated to the Party Next Door day ones. You know what I'm saying?
He was on Twitter tweeting that shit. I have a notification come to my phone when he tweets.
This is up.
Some dope lyrics like off of Kehlani's freestyle, for example, like when he says, girl, don't keep no secrets from me. Who do you love that I gotta shake hands with? Who do you love that I gotta make plans with? And just talking about the industry on how when you're a celebrity like that in the industry, more than likely, you know, your first relationship is not gonna be a Party Next Door if you're Kehlani. You know, there's probably been a gang of people that have freaking, fallen in love with you on first sight and want you. So, he's talking about that.
Kyrie.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that whole situation.
You remember that shit when she was in the hospital?
And then she tweeted.
Oh, man. Party Next Door's hat.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man. I should be laughing, but come on.
She cheated on Kyrie and PND, too.
And PND was the dude that was from the past. He just came in at the right time.
And then she was with YG.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, YG heard her. She made a whole album about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
She went around hurting Kyrie.
It was good until it wasn't, people.
She was on her Janae on that one.
I know, huh? Hey, everyone was hurt this year. Kehlani had It Was Good Until It Wasn't. Jessie Reyes had Before Love Came to Kill Us. Ooh. Like, Jesus Christ. Before Love Came to Kill Us. That's a title.
That is a title. No, come on, bro. That album was ridiculously good.
I don't listen to that. Well, I just haven't. I don't say I don't.
I mean, I listen to a gang of R&B, so that's fine. But that one was good. She even had a track in Spanish, and like, I don't know, for some reason, the bad words when she said it in Spanish and shit, she's like more passionate. She sounded hateful.
You gotta take over as lead expert on R&B on this show, bro.
When I'm here,
we gotta show up every week. What the fuck? Hey, what are we doing here? What is this all about?
I know. My bad.
He said he has to 9 to 9. You can't be here every weekend.
Sometimes I'll be working in doubles.
Man, you can stuff your sorries in a sack, mister.
Yeah, fucking wipe your pussy, fucking faggot. No, I'm just playing. I'm sorry.
This motherfucker told me when we were playing ball, like just do blow, bro. Just do blow and go to fucking the podcast.
If like, onlys and butts were tired. Candies and nuts, then every day would be Entredonk Fest. Get it together, guys. All right. Jeez, amateurs.
We'll try.
I'm hungry. I want a steak with some garlic butter.
Damn.
Sounds fire, huh?
A little bit.
Yeah, you got a lot of bit, nigga.
All right.
I'd say with a lobster tail on the side, but I think I'm going to boycott lobster because they boil them motherfuckers alive.
Nigga, how you gonna eat it, nigga?
Bro, you know that.
Why don't you chop their heads off first or something?
You know,
you have to kill it. You have to.
No, because if you cook them when they're dead, bro, they have bacteria in them, bro.
Yeah, you can't eat that, nigga.
The fuck are you talking about? Cook that bacteria away, bro. Heat kills everything.
What the fuck are you talking about now?
Cook that shit. If you kill it, then the bacteria just suddenly develops immediately.
Nah, I heard it. That's what I heard.
Yeah,
I saw
something like that. Real quick.
Oh, shut up.
On the second.
Poor lobster, you know, fry that fool alive. I don't even know if they have pain receptors like that, but still, man, he's just like,
I heard that. That technically lobsters live forever, and the bigger that they are, the longer they've lived.
It's like everything.
Some shit like that.
Crocodiles.
Like, oh, yeah, crocodiles too. Yeah, crocodiles get huge.
I know people with long hair, that means that they've, what they say?
It means that they haven't cut their hair in a long time.
No, it means that they're some shit. They said it in Game of Thrones too.
That's talking about Samson?
No. Guys, it's Dragon.
Game of Thrones, nigga. Drago, nigga.
From the Bible?
Khaleesi, nigga, bro.
Samson, like, he cut his hair and then he became weak?
No. Well, no, that too, but no, like, you didn't see Game of Thrones?
No, bro. I don't watch that nerd shit.
I'm sorry.
It's not nerdy, bro.
I'm sorry your dragon show ended so stupidly.
Bro, I don't even watch. I haven't even watched fucking Lord of the Rings, bro.
It's not stupid, bro.
I don't watch Star Wars.
You're apparently fucking missing out. Star Wars. You're straight, bro.
He's like, all of a sudden, he's like, yeah.
Hey, but Game of Thrones, bro.
Nah, I don't know.
That was 0 to 100. Weed, real bro. Quick.
Hit some blunts. Get through that first season and then gas. Everything in that first season come full circle, nigga. You know what J. Cole say? Everything come back around full
How can
circle.
I?
You
how
know
can
why
I,
he said that? Because he saw Game of Thrones.
How can we get invested? Hey, how can we get invested in a show if we know it's going to end bad?
I know, bro. Honestly.
How can you?
Like, I was
Don't watch season 7. Fuck it.
Season 8.
Fuck. Watch season 7. Season 7 was like...
Yeah.
I didn't watch season 8 because... Cause they said it was gay, so I couldn't.
He's like my HBO subscription. Like,
hey, I canceled it, nigga. They said it was gay. I can't end it on a bad
Jimmy
note.
Jimmy, edit that out.
Oh, not gay. Yeah,
edit that out again. Anyway,
oh, Lord.
Fabulous.
No, shut the fuck up, bro.
Sure, you stupid. Oh my god.
All right. So what's next?
Well, that's actually all the topics we got for today.
No. Shit. We have some more.
We have one more, bro.
Yeah, bro. I have topics, bro, because this nigga not on new music.
There is new music that dropped today. It's just
we got
Raisin's album dropped.
Oh, wasn't we
freaking
talking about that?
Black Thought dropped a record again, volume 2 of his whole
Made in Tokyo,
Streams of Thought series.
Reason season, that's all I can say.
I'm really excited for that. Reason.
We're gonna save those for next week.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll save it.
I'm excited though, because that could be a new wave of just
Reason be freaking. I know he likes to name drop people, but dang, sometimes it seems like he's fishing for clout or something,
bro.
I didn't like that Mac Miller reference.
Right. Have you heard that song? Might Not Make It, right?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Okay, well, it's one thing when someone does Dreams of fucking an R&B bitch or a How to Rob or something like that. I felt like that was in the same vein.
Rob,
but he
bro.
Just keeps dropping people's names, whether it be Logic, whether it be Mac Miller, whether it be freaking
Logic
whoever.
That's what he said. I didn't say that.
No Pressure was a great last album from Logic. So he's on the up and up too.
He's going to come back.
No, that,
he's playing video games, bro.
He's
so
finding,
is OBJ.
He's
Fuck
watching
it.
The Quickscope podcast by Higher Passion Entertainment, bro. He ain't making music.
He's finding Red Charizards in his fucking Pokemon cards, bro.
He's finding Shinies.
OBJ.
He did, though. He really
games.
Did.
He's
he really did find a rare-ass first edition Charizard.
Fuck, Logic's a nerd, and he freaking... God damn it.
And he bought a fucking $1,000 pack.
Saying, bro?
He found that shit, bro.
Hmm.
And you know what he did with it?
What?
He, like, nominated it, and he just gave it to his kid. And his kid just, like... He posted today on Instagram. His kid just playing with it in his mouth. Nerds got mad all around the internet, bro.
Yeah.
Nerds on the internet were pissed, bro. Like, dog, that card is
rare.
Bro,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Fucking A. That's A. Whatever.
That's low-key a flex in the nerd community, bro.
That's a flex. Yeah.
Wait, what the flex?
Oh, you missed it, bro.
Logic bought a really rare Pokemon card, and then there's a video of Logic's kid like kind of like nibbling on it. So it's a super rare, expensive-ass card. So well, nerds are like, what the heck?
Logic is rich, right?
What?
He's rich now?
Yeah, that's why I said.
Oh, yeah.
He's been rich, bro.
He's rich, bitch. Come on, man.
You're not tripping on that card.
That's why, but everybody else
no,
is.
No, but everyone else is, because that's a super rare card. It'd be like if I seen someone like fucking Juice. Have Amazing Spider-Man number 1 and fucking said, oh, yeah, fucking great issue, and wipe their freaking face with it after they just ate
Look.
Freaking wings. It's like you it's in plastic.
That's what I'm telling you. He got a laminated, man.
It's in plastic.
But that car's like worth. That car's like worth.
The kid
like
don't even have teeth. He's fine.
that's a real picture.
The rare. This
yes.
card. This Pokemon card is rare, bro. It's a shiny Charizard first edition. That shit's stupid rare.
Logic's not playing no games when it comes to the Pokemon cards. He's trying to be the Pokemon master and shit. I see you, Bobby boy, doing his thing out there. And so yeah, boys, we'll break down those other topics next week.
Nah, man,
reasons
I'm breaking down right now.
All that.
Reasons album tight. What else?
Here
what
we
else?
Go.
What else?
We should talk about
Drake
dropped
a new album.
Drake feature with that one dude on the album because DeMarcus Cousins got it tight.
Drake appropriated a new region of hip hop around the world.
Yo, Drake just goes around doing that shit, bro.
I'm just who knows who's gonna listen to me.
No,
I'm just talking nonsense.
Aren't you Team OVO?
Till death.
Aren't you Team OVO?
I'm actually Shady Records.
To,
right
to an extent.
Why do you think Ernie's not here? Because we're all Team OVO.
Ernie, if you would show up, you'd stop this freaking...
this nonsense.
This red scare of OVO-ness that's spreading.
You guys are talking about...
the domino
about,
theory
you guys,
of OVO. You guys
but, were talking fuck COVID, about, OVO is spreading quicker than
OVO is spreading quicker than COVID now. Yeah. Oh my God.
Hey, you guys were talking about Drake last week. All yeah. that slander and shit.
What's Drake slander?
I don't appreciate it.
What are you talking about?
Kanye West is not good.
What about Kanye
West? That's debatable.
He's not good.
Debatable, bro.
We were talking about Drake. How did he get on Kanye?
The album with the CD and a blue shirt on it. It looks like a CD cover.
Jesus?
Jesus is king?
The fuck? That was asses. And we have what else?
That's what happens when a freaking EDM freaking monster bites Kanye's head off and throws Drake up this amalgamation of
you know what it is? It's just him
craziness.
It was him just exploring new sounds, bro.
Like Lil Wayne and Rebirth.
Like an artist, bro. Every artist needs to expand here and there.
Drake does, and he's good,
bro.
New Slaves was a cool track.
Here's something that's a difference.
Let me talk.
Kanye will try something that's never been done. Drake goes to things that he knows is starting to peak in other countries, and then he'll go and bite off the sound.
Right.
That's what he does.
But it sounds totally different than what he's doing.
No, bro. It sounds
Kanye
similar,
does
bro.
Totally different than what he's doing.
Search WizKid, bro. Search WizKid and how...
I know how WizKid is, bro. Don't try and get on me like that. I know who that nigga is.
Drake bit that fool's whole style, bro.
Like, no, he...
Yes, for that little Caribbean.
He's a biter.
No, he did. What'd you say, bro?
That was a. You know what I think? I think he's a capper.
Oh.
You forgot your hat. Oh, no, you're wearing it because you're all cap.
Oh. All caps like an
angry text.
Says
the guy
text.
With a cap, though.
But I'm no cap. I wear a cap because I don't lie. Because
I'm lost
I'm no
in
cap,
the sauce right
so
here.
I have to wear mine.
Anyways.
I'm a boy with the double negative.
You guys are driving me ragged, crazy over here.
My bad.
Yes. This nigga's defending fucking. Anyways. Fucking fag over here and shit. I'm
Jimmy, cut that.
All right, now say Ernie's too.
Anyways, before you cause any more damage and hurt people's feelings around the world, let's give a shout out to Higher Passion Entertainment. Ooh. Higher Passion Entertainment, we believe passion is energy over here and we just want to talk about and do what we love. So be sure to check out, subscribe, and like all our other podcasts, whether it be the Sports Dogs podcast, or it'd be the Four Balls podcast, breaking down all that baseball stuff,
Heroes and Mutants.
And Heroes and Mutants, all that jazz.
And we're champions, Lakers.
Hell yeah.
I thought I was wearing my Laker hat.
Shout out to the Lakers.
We got you.
2020 champs. And
2021 and 2022.
Shout out to our boys.
LeBron wants to be a great, and what do you have to do to be a Laker great?
Three.
Boom,
feet.
Boom. You gotta leave him in 2 years. Boom.
Shout out to our boys at Productive Culture. We wouldn't be able to do this without them. Over here, they
Magic and
they play an integral part in helping us out. If you have any content you want to put out there, people, be sure to visit productiveculture.com/podcast. You'll get a referral discount off your first session,
and
you'll be able
to
deliver the messages of truth just like us. So it's been yours truly, OVO Jody, chairman of the Drizzy Defense Squad, my man Hangman Herman. Always leaving us hanging.
That's where I got my
and
name.
And Stefan,
the lethal of weapons. Weapon. What is that? Some kind of wrestler name?
No, he's a professional.
My partner's the butcher.
He's a professional Twitcher. His name is Stefan Lethal Weapon because he averages 28 kills on CLD Warfare. Go ahead and follow his Twitch. Stefan the Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Twitch.com/.
Guaranteed.
Stefan the Lethal Weapon.
It he'll exists, I dead. Swear.
I won't say anything.
Follow his Discord too.
And he'll pick up your gun.
All right. Close this out, OVO. Signing out, people.